Good afternoon. While the front that produced all the showers and thunderstorms last evening and overnight has cleared the eastern seaboard, an upper-level disturbance is still pivoting through the region. This disturbance and its associated cool pool of air is creating more instability in the atmosphere, especially north of I-90, and with some surface heating from early morning sunshine, clouds have filled in across the Adirondacks, the Upper Hudson Valley, the Champlain Valley, and central and northern Vermont. In these areas, in addition to a gusty northwest breeze, clouds will keep temperatures in the middle and upper 60s for afternoon highs. Some of the clouds are spilling into the I-90 corridor, the Greater Capital District, and central parts of New England. And in these areas, also with a gusty wind, temperatures will reach into the upper 60s and lower 70s. Farther to the south, in the Catskills, the mid and lower Hudson Valley, and southern New England, just a few scattered clouds, otherwise mostly sunny skies, but we'll continue with that northwest wind in these locations as well, and high temperatures will make it into the middle 70s. Skies will be partly cloudy tonight as lows drop back into the lower 50s once again. With that trough pivoting out of the region on Friday, it will be a drier day with more in the way of sunshine. Still, some clouds will mix in. It'll be breezy and pleasant with temperatures in the mid-70s. A ridge of high pressure will build in for the weekend. Still, some energy diving into the northwest wind flow at jet stream level will produce some clouds, but enough sunshine will be mixed in on Saturday to push temperatures into the lower 80s. High pressure at the surface will slide off the eastern seaboard for Sunday, and a return southwesterly wind will bring more humidity back into the region, and with a mix of sun and clouds, high temperatures will make it into the middle and upper 80s, which will generate at least the chance of an isolated thunderstorm. It'll be hazy, hot, and humid on Monday, a real summer-like feel with highs near 90, and a few scattered thunderstorms developing as a cold front approaches from the north. With that front passing through Monday night and Tuesday morning, we still run the risk at a few showers and storms, then increasing sunshine on Tuesday afternoon with highs back into the lower 80s, with a mix of sun and clouds staying in the lower 80s on Wednesday. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, a strong cold front pushing through the northwest will move into the northern plains today. Moisture ahead of this system will allow for the development of numerous showers and thunderstorms along the boundary, with some storms containing heavy to excessive rainfall and severe weather. The Storm Prediction Center in Norman, Oklahoma, has a slight to enhanced risk for severe weather across the Dakotas and into western Minnesota, while a slight risk for flash flooding is noted across portions of the northern plains to the upper Midwest along the attendant warm front as it lifts through the region. Ahead of this system, ridging in the upper levels will keep temperatures very warm, with afternoon highs 10 to 20 degrees above normal possible, particularly across the northern and central plains. Elsewhere, warm, dry, and windy conditions across parts of the Great Basin will create favorable fire weather conditions. Numerous red flag warnings remain in effect across southern Utah and western Colorado. Meanwhile, the heat wave across the southwest should subside as moisture ahead of Tropical Storm Bud begins impacting parts of the southwest by the end of the week. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City sunny and breezy in the mid-80s, Boston sunny, breezy, upper 70s, and in Buffalo mostly sunny and breezy with highs near 70 degrees. The average high temperature in Albany today, 78 degrees, the average low 56, the record high 96 set in 1892, and the record low 39 in 1970. Sunrise this morning was at 5:16 a.m., sunset this evening 8:35 p.m., 15 hours and 19 minutes of daylight, an increase of 1 minute from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Mostly cloudy and quite breezy today with a few passing showers and highs in the mid to upper 60s. Mostly cloudy tonight, lows in the lower 50s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, a mix of sun and clouds and breezy today with highs in the upper 70s. Partly cloudy tonight with lows in the mid to upper 50s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, becoming mostly cloudy and quite breezy today with a few passing showers and highs in the mid to upper 60s. Mostly cloudy tonight with lows in the lower 50s. For the Southern Catskills, Taconics, and Southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, a mix of sun and clouds and breezy today with highs in the lower to mid 70s. Partly cloudy tonight with lows in the mid 50s. For the Greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires north of I-90. Becoming mostly cloudy and quite breezy with a passing shower possible today and highs in the lower 70s. Partly cloudy tonight with lows in the mid 50s. Region-wide for tomorrow, a mix of sun and clouds, breezy, pleasant, mid 70s. A mix of sun and clouds, lower 80s Saturday. Warm on Sunday with an isolated thunderstorm possible, otherwise partly to mostly sunny, mid to upper 80s. Hazy, hot, and humid Monday with scattered thunderstorms near 90. Shower or thunderstorm Tuesday morning, then increasing sunshine, lower 80s, and a mix of sun and clouds in the lower 80s on Wednesday. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.